I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 575, Dave in the Cave. Have you ever gone spelunking? You know, cave exploring? I have, and it was an amazing and terrifying experience for me. There I was in the cave, dark, alone, wondering about how long my light would last. My friends had rappelled over the edge to who knows where. Are they coming back? Could I find my way out? What if there's an earthquake? It was quite the experience. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And sometimes loving God means loving God and others even from a cave. Let me tell you the story of Dave in the cave. So Dave had never done it before, but his friend and companion had. And it wasn't bad at first. You know, they were just kind of walking along and it was kind of cool, but it got narrower and narrower. And then they had to kind of duck because the ceiling of the cave was too low. And then they had to crawl. And then they had to slide on their back, head first, into who knows where. And then they came to a spot where they had to slide on their back and turn their head to the side and hold their breath so they could squeeze through that part where the earth is in front of them on their face and the earth is below them, almost squeezing the life out of them. They can't go back. Their feet won't work that way. They have to keep pushing deeper into the cave. Friends, if you've ever been there, you know what that feels like. It's glorious on the other side, but you're not sure you'll ever get there. Is that your story right now? My friend James Brian Smith said, "Faith is the extension of knowledge based on knowledge." In other words, it's remembering God's goodness in the past that gives you faith for the future. Everybody loves Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord," and so forth. But they often skip the verses that come right ahead of it. This is what the text says before that great verse everyone wants to claim. Jeremiah wrote, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future." Did you catch it? 70 years in the cave. Hard times. And the best thing you can do while you're there is make the best of it while you're there. But remember, verse 11 is coming. You're not alone in the cave. Jesus is with you, and he's taking you where he's been, and it's going to be glorious. But you have to push through the scary tight spots first, knowing he'll get you to the other side. Here's the great question. When have you last felt like Dave in the cave? And what did you do to get out of it? Let's pray this prayer from soulshepherding.com based on Psalm 77. "In the night I remember you. Help me, O God. Hear my prayer. At night I keep stretching out my hands to you, but my soul finds no comfort. I remember you and I groan with longing for you. I have lost heart. I cannot sleep. I'm too upset to speak. I remember my night songs and I sing to you. Will you show me your favor again? Has your promise failed me forever? Have you forgotten to be merciful? I remember your deeds of love and I meditate on you. Your ways, O God, are holy. You are always great and glorious. With your mighty arm you have saved us. I remember your miracles and I give thanks to you. Your path, O Lord, leads through the sea. We follow your unseen footprints. We walk by faith, not by sight. I remember you, Lord Jesus Christ. I remember your cross of love. I remember your resurrection. I remember you sent your Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 576. And in the meantime, the good news is the cave doesn't last forever, because Jesus came out of the cave and is alive forevermore. And you are in Christ. So there is light and hope and promise, even if today you truly feel like Dave in the cave.